This is Afternoons with Sonia Feldoff.
Sonia.
On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Well, last night, newly independent MP Dan Cregan became State Parliament's Speaker after moves by the crossbench to ensure that the Speaker of our South Australian Parliament's lower house is, in fact, an independent. That wasn't the case before, that didn't specifically have to happen. So what had to change to see that happen? There are reports that we've had to see a constitutional change to make that happen. And does that happen that quickly? Well, let's go to a constitutional expert, Professor of Law at the University of Adelaide, John Williams. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Oh, crazy 24 hours, no doubt about that. But did we actually see a constitutional change to make that happen?
Not yet. We're on the precipice of that. So under the South Australian Constitution, and South Australia has its own constitution, it can be amended. And unlike the federal constitution, some provisions of that constitution don't require a referendum or any matter than just passing a normal piece of legislation. So what happened last night were two things. One was the crossbenchers ousted the then Speaker, and they also passed through their own house a piece of legislation to make in all future speakers to be so-called independent.
Okay, so at the moment all we've seen is a change of speaker.
That's correct.
But the moves are now underway and afoot to have that role only been able to be undertaken by independents.
That's correct. So if you think about, if we take one step back, so the South Australian Constitution, which, you know, dated from self-government in 1856, and then the latest one is from 1934, it has provisions, like any other constitution, to change it over time. And we regularly change our South Australian Constitution. I think about 2017 was the last time. But most of those changes only take place by the Parliament literally passing legislation through one house, through the other, and then there's a constitutional change. There's certain provisions of our constitution do require it to go out to the people. So, for instance, if we want to abolish one of the houses, that would require the people to have a referendum. Or if we want to get rid of the boundary commissioner, that requires... But other than that, state parliaments are fairly free to change the constitution as they go, and we're in the midst of that at the moment.
So, this happens every couple of years. What happened yesterday was not that groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking in the sense that we are taking what is a plum job usually from the parties, and that is the speakership, and entrenching in the constitution to some degree that it'll have to be an independent person. Mm. So once somebody's elected, they are said to not be able to participate in votes or proceedings of any political party. And if they do that, they would lose the speakership. So that's quite novel for an Australian parliament to do that. In fact, it is novel.